everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
My name is Son of Israel, Baja Hawkins, and I'd like to serve as you with a peace out very soon. Yeah. I'd like to start finding new seats for Sabbath services.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Sonny Israel, Yudea Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's a privilege and honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Israel now entering the sanctuary. I would now like to turn it over to Sonny Israel, Michonne Hawkins.
Special love when you made you met BTIB concern one of you. The title of my speech is Yeshua our Lamb. Yeshua Messiah lived a perfect life, and that meant he qualified to be the sacrifice for the sins of everyone. Okay. We will turn to Yahweh and keep his laws. We know that sin is breaking the law. Yeshua Messiah lived a perfect life, and that meant he qualified to be the sacrifice for the sins of everyone who will turn to Yahweh and keep his laws. We know that sin is breaking. We have to keep Yahweh's laws in order for Yeshua to be our sacrifice. In the 8th book of Israel, part 1, chapter 17, verse 94 and 96, it says, he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter because of sin, and as a sheep before it shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. If you are not Yahweh's people, you have no Savior. You have no sacrifice. Unless you repent and be converted, your sins won't be blotted out. He didn't die for you. He died for those who will repent and be converted. Acts 3:19 tells us also. Please turn to Acts 3:19. Found on page 842. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of Yahweh. We know that sin is breaking the law. If we stop breaking the law and we start keeping Yahweh's law, Yeshua will be our lamb, our sacrifice, and we can be a part of Yahweh's family. May I bless your understanding. Now let's to the next speaker. Prepare.
And now it's a privilege and honor to present to you Deacon Shlomo.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Okay, today I'm going to be talking about World War III in prophecy. If you'll turn over to Daniel 12. Okay, Daniel 12, and let's look at verse 4. It's on page 684. It says, but you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book to the time of the end. Many will run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. And if you remember, back in Daniel chapter 8, remember Daniel was longing, and he was fasting, and he got sick, and he fainted. All these things because he was trying to understand these prophecies that he was being shown. And then finally, Yahweh told him, no, Daniel, it's not for your time period, it's for a later time period. And that's when Yahweh told him to seal up the words, to that these words were going to be hidden until the last days. Let's turn over to Matthew 24. This is the prophecy I'm going to be speaking about. Matthew 24. And let's look at verse 3. It says, "Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?'" And then look down to verse 7. It says, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences, disease epidemics, and earthquakes in place after place. All of these are the first half of the sorrows and tribulation." Now let's look over to verse 29. It says, "Immediately, but after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give her light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heaven will be shaken." And then verse 33 and 34, it says, "In the same way, when you see all these things, know that his coming and the end of the age is near at the very door." Notice that after these things, then Yahshua will come. "Truly I say to you, that generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled." So we know that this, all these things are going to take place in one generation. Well, this prophecy was written in 33 AY, but it couldn't have been fulfilled back in 33 AY. Okay? It couldn't be fulfilled until this generation that we're in right now. Let's turn over to Yael. This backs up Yahshua's words. Yael 2 and verse 30 through 31. It says, "And I will show you wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The earth will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes." Okay, now the question that you have to ask yourself is, how is this possible? Okay, and think about what the prophets that wrote these things down, they were probably thinking, man, how is the sun going to be turned into darkness? Okay, they had to have been wondering that. Okay, but in these last days, this is possible. This is possible that the sun will be turned into darkness. Leo Szilard. He was the one that patented the idea. I have an article here. Leo Szilard. He conceived the nuclear chain reaction in 1933, patented the idea in 1934. What else was conceived and then born in 1934? Yisrael Hawkins, yes. Our overseer. Okay, later on in the article it says, on September 12th, 1933, Szilard read an article in the Times summarizing a speech. The speech remarked specifically on the recent 1932 work of his students, John Cockcroft and Ernest Walton, in splitting lithium into alpha particles by bombardment with protons from a particle accelerator they had constructed. It says, Szilard was so annoyed at Rutherford's dismissal that he conceived of the nuclear chain reaction using discovered neutrons. He conceived it in September 12, 1933. It says, the following year, he filed for the patent on the concept of the neutron-induced nuclear chain reaction. The following year, 1934. Okay, so these prophecies are fulfilled, and there's no doubt that this is the generation that we're in. Praise Yahweh. One more thing. Szilard, the name Szilard, it's used, and it's a form of Constantine. Okay, let's turn over to Revelation 6. Remember, Constantine was given a great sword. The word Szilard, the name Szilard, is a form of Constantine. Revelation 6 and verse 4, it says, "And there went out another horse that was red, and power was granted to him who sat upon it to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword." That's what Szilard invented, the great sword, the nuclear bombs. Okay, and this also will be used in this generation. Now, here's an article that pastor always puts in the prophetic word. Sometimes you find it like two or three times in the prophetic word. But this is the latest prophetic word. This is the from Discover Magazine. It says, it's talking about the what would occur if they used the nuclear bombs. It says, "Computer models demonstrate that a nuclear war involving the exchange of less than one-third of the total American and Soviet arsenal will change the climate of the entire northern hemisphere, shifting it abruptly from its present seasonal state to a long, sunless, frozen night." This will be followed after some months by settling of nuclear soot and dust, then by a new malignant kind of sunlight with all of its ultraviolet band capable of blinding most terrestrial animals, no longer shielded from the earth by the ozonosphere. So what occurred to the ozonosphere, you may ask yourself. Okay, remember, this is less than one third. Okay, and this article was written quite a while back. Let's turn over to 2 Kefa. What occurred to the ozonosphere? 2 Kefa 3 and verse 10. It says, "But the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." Okay? That's what occurs to it. It'll all be burned up, and that's what will occur in this generation. Let's look at verse 11. "Since all these things will then be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and righteousness?" What kind of people should we be? We should be uplifting one another, encouraging one another. And look at the positive things that people do, not the negative things. Let's look at the positive things one another's doing, and that's the kind of people we should be. May Yahweh bless your understanding, and if you all please stand, let's turn over to the great deacon, Yada Kimball Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I'd like to keep these right here in your mind. Be showing that picture quite a bit. And the title of my speech, "Are we going to believe without seeing? Or is it going to be taking us seeing to believe?" And remember what the tuberculosis is. It's an infection, and it's a disease caused by germ which is Mycobacterium. And what that is, it's pathogens known to cause serious diseases, including tuberculosis. Well, let me go with this one first. This is a lung. Bovine tuberculosis. That's the backside of the lung. Can you see how that looks? Everybody take a deep breath. Come on. Everybody take a deep breath. I don't see any shoulders moving. Okay, I can tell. All right. Seriously? Holy smokes. Nobody brought their napkin? Amazing. This is a pair of lungs. How many have seen a pair of lungs before in real life? You got a few hands out there, not very many. These lungs here, there's nothing wrong with them, okay? Well, of course, you probably look at it and say, yeah. But let me show you the backside. You see that? Okay, now look at this. See the difference? So how's your heart pounding? Can you feel it? Can you feel it beat? Are you sure? Well, let me show you this. See those little lesions right here? You got one there. Uh-oh. You got one there. And you got some over here. And you see that? It's from a moose. So yeah, it's getting everywhere. Okay. So now, how many of you have seen a heart in real life? Nothing wrong with this heart. See the difference? Remember the old saying, have a heart? In the 14th book of Israel, chapter 4, verse 6, and this was in the second Roman month, 15th day, 2014. And in verse 6 of chapter 4, then there are kingdoms of bacteria that actually stay dormant in your bodies for years. They actually find them a place to hide in your body and raise young, and they live there until your body is weakened to a point where they know they can move out and take the army that is fighting another battle somewhere else in your body, and then take over your body. It's that simple. So when these microbes start taking over certain parts of your body, you're going to see other parts. And I hope you bring your utensils later on. But when these parts start being defiled and can't function anymore, they start to break down. And eventually, you die. And in the 7th book of Israel, part 1, chapter 24, verse 84, the research clearly indicates that cancer microbes. Now, you remember these pictures here? These microbes, it's all the same thing. Okay? That the cancer microbes are best detected by special tissue testing, similar to those used in tuberculosis. Yes, they are the same. They are the same. The same thing that causes tuberculosis is also causing cancer. Tuberculosis and leprosy. Does everybody remember leprosy in the scriptures? Research and that the cancer germ has similarity to tuberculosis germ. And in Matithia, you can turn over to Matithia chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. When he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Who are we following in these last days? Who are we following? And behold, a leper came and worshipped him and said, "Teacher." Who's our teacher? Well, I can hear it better, but I don't hear anything over here. "If you are willing, you can make me clean." So here we are, clean. Are we clean and acceptable? Are we eating things that are clean and acceptable? Yeah, they're clean. Remember that key that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago? But is it kosher? Then Yeshua reached out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing. Be cleansed." And immediately he was cleansed from his leprosy. What do you think that he'd done? Okay? To do something that quick. Keep in mind the microbes and power. And we'll see later on. We should know by now. And if you would please stand. I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker, the great Deacon Michael Ossoff Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. We have a lot to cover, and we're going to get moving right along. If you remember one of the last codes I brought out about Buffalo Bill, there was a name that came up, and it was Vernon's name, but it was his nickname that only the family knew, and that was Sonny. So I was talking with the witness, Yisrael Hawkins, the great witness, and we were talking about Sonny, and we realized that the codes, you can't tell the future, but we can look into the past of things that have taken place and get more information on it, and we've done that. So I was walking home, and the thought crossed my mind. Vernon died a very horrific death in an accident. And the thought came into my mind is, I wonder if Satan mistook him for one of the witnesses. So I went home and put it in the codes, and this is what we came up with. Okay. So I put in Sonny's death, and Sonny's death is right here. Okay. And crossing from here to here is the word mistaken. Okay? So the word mistaken crosses Sonny's death. Now, crossing the first letter in the word mistaken is JG. Crossing the last letter in the word mistaken is Bill. Okay? So we got Sonny's death, mistaken, JG, and Bill. Well, crossing Bill going down this way is the year 1955, which is when the accident took place, which comes down to this word, which is acceleration. Now, they had an accident going into a turn. They were going too fast, accelerating. And other words came up, such as carelessness and astonishment. And then it led to the acceleration, which comes down to this word, which is accident. Okay? So we have Sonny's death, mistaken, JG, Bill in 1955 during an acceleration, and there was an accident. And who was to blame? Hillel crosses mistaken and Sonny's death. Now, the word astonishment, to me, I thought that she might have been pretty astonished that she didn't get the witnesses. And Pastor and I had talked, and he said she must have thought that she took out one or both the witnesses, because two men died and one survived. Well, Vernon died instantly and didn't suffer. But that one had a skip of 307 characters or letters. So that's Sonny's death, mistaken with JG and Bill on the first and last letters, leading to 1955, which comes over to this word, acceleration, leading to an accident. And the last word that came up was Hillel. Now, I wanted to do another search, and I wanted to search on the word buffalette. Okay? This is a real special one. Okay? It came up once. It was only in there once, as Sonny's death was only in there one time. So right here we have the word buffalet, okay? Then over here is the Hebrew word for unity and perfection. Now it gets better. Crossing here, crossing buffalet, and coming to these two words is Yahweh's beautiful daughters. Yahweh's beautiful daughters. Now, briefly, I wanted to mention something. In Sonny's death, another name came up, and it was a pastor's older sister who died around 2 or 3 years old, and it's Maribel. Maribel came up in there, and it was interesting that it came up, and I'd mentioned it to pastor, and he told me that she had passed away from scarlet fever, and I just pinned that one in. Well, coming up in Buffalette and Yahweh's beautiful daughters was Maribel also. One time it was in there. So pastor and I had talked, and he said she was a very special little girl, and it was a very difficult thing for them to go through. And you know, she's going to have some great sisters to teach her Yahweh's laws when she's resurrected. Yahweh's beautiful daughters. Now I got one last thing. Pastor said something in a sermon, not the last one, but the time before. He talked about the British Bible Association. And so someone had looked to see if they could find, if they were still around, because they would go around throughout the world and they give out free Bibles. And they remember pastor said at the time in Oklahoma they were going out giving out free Bibles. Well, someone was going to contact them, see if they could get a free Bible. Well, what they came across was something far greater. This is a British Bible Society, or association as pastor calls it, King James Version from 1934-1935. It's in near perfect condition for the age. Okay? Now, the interesting thing is after it was ordered, there was a name that was written on the inside of the cover. All right? And it couldn't be made out, so they sent a message to the seller on eBay, and it says, "Do you know what the writing says on the inside of the cover? I'm not sure what it says." And the person said, "Not 100% sure. Think it says from Auntie to Margaret." And when you look at it, then after knowing that, you understand, yes, it does, because you can see the characters and the letters and stuff. It says from Auntie to Margaret. Now, it was purchased by a woman, and she had given it to her niece in 1940, as you can see right there. Right? Okay. So I went in and I put in the gematria from Auntie to Margaret, and it came up with the gematria Jewish from 975, and in the Strong's Greek, 975 comes from the number 976, and it means Bible. So Yahweh's hand was definitely all over this for pastor to have this Bible. Well, it gets better. Remember, it says from Auntie to Margaret. You ready for this? Maggie is the short form of Margaret. So in a sense, it's saying from Auntie to Maggie. And when I showed it to pastor, when it came in from the person that ordered it, you know, I gave it to show it to pastor, and he did one of those, and he started tearing up. He said, "It's just like the one he had when he was little, and like the one his mother used to read to him out of." So Yahweh wanted him to have one. Sentimental value, sure, you know, is a wonderful thing, and he wanted me to bring that so you could all see that. But they had, you know, the sad thing is they had other ones like this, really old, vintage, antique Bibles, and they're like, you know, maybe $10. There was one from 1873, and I think it was maybe $20. And then right next to it was some novel. The first edition was like $400, $500, $600. And it's like people just totally disregard the joy and the beauty that's in this book that would lead them, even the King James Version, to the house of Yahweh and the greater understanding. But we're going to turn that around with the teachings of Yisroel Hawkins. So we're going to turn that around, and the book of Yahweh will be the most sought after book throughout all of Yahweh's creation. So I'm going to leave this here for Pastor so he can get his book back. And if you'll all please stand. Great kings, future priests, future priestesses, and queens, Yahweh bless your understanding. Have a great Sabbath. And at this time, I have the joy and honor to turn over to a great priest in Yahweh's house, the great Kohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. Get ready for the fastest 20 minutes, 30 slides in 20 minutes. Can we have slide one? May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. It says, today's slideshow we've titled 1,934 After Yahshua, Behold the Man Whose Name is the Branch. Now, y'all remember that picture there, that nebula picture, right? The Horsehead Nebula. Can I have my next slide? We're going to be talking about that. But before that, we're going to read this. And I want you to pay attention to the slideshow. Don't worry about, you know, writing all the numbers and etc. You can go back later and study this. Zechariah 6:11 through 13 says, take the silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, the high priest. Speak to him and say, this is what Yahweh of hosts says. Behold the man whose name is the branch. For he will branch out from his place and he will build the house of Yahweh. Yes, he will build the house of Yahweh. He will bear glory and will sit and rule on his throne. He will be a priest upon his throne and the council of peace will be between them both, between Yahshua and Yisroel Hawkins. As we're going to prove here, again, notice the chosen branch at Abilene, 1074, who's building the house, 1074, okay? Now, next slide. The other day, y'all remember this Horsehead Nebula was seen in April of 2013. The Hubble telescope took this picture, this infrared picture of the Orion Nebula on a 23rd anniversary or birthday of the Hubble spacecraft. And remember, 23 means father of gathering, okay? And 2018 was 28 years ago this year, and we have one of Pastor's lot numbers there. And this is a very stunning and very clear image. And in that image, you see Pastor, you see Yahshua in the middle with Pastor coming up behind him. And then you see the Roman soldier facing at the top, facing to the, believe, right, showing the opposition and how Babylon is opposing these two here, Yahshua and Pastor. And now, just the other day, can I have my next slide? 2 days ago on Facebook, they called it Throwback Thursday, Hubble Space Telescope's page on Facebook put this picture up. And what was amazing about it was I was going to get this picture for this sermon that I was going to give, and they just provided it right there. When I looked in my Facebook feed, I saw it, and I said, there it is. What's it doing on Facebook? Well, it said, Throwback Thursday, Hubble's 23rd anniversary image from 2013. And it shows this beautiful picture here where you can plainly see our pastor, Yahshua, and that Roman soldier there, and some other things. Now, they call it Throwback Thursday. Can we have the next slide? We know it is fifth day. And notice the number for fifth day, 534, and it means branch, okay? Branch, because that's who's in this picture, the branch. And he's being beholden or beheld by Yahshua, as the scripture says. And that word, it means branch, it means uppermost branch. Now, this image was posted on Facebook on 12/13/2018, and if you'll notice, 12/13 means to show, to make clear, to reveal. It's from 12:12, which means certain, evidence, and manifest, or to make manifest, to make known. And remember, Daniel 12 was written in 534 BY, and it's all about this last day's witness, okay? The man clothed in linen, the branch. Now, it means to make manifest, because Yahweh's making a move right now. I'm going to prove to you that the world is starting to see what's in this nebula. Can I have my next slide? Here's some comments that were in this nebula on this post. Mary Estrada says, "Horsehead, am I the only one who sees a rabbi and a priest down on the right?" Now remember, they don't know who this is, but they're starting to see, okay? And Yahweh's making a move. Nicholas says, "Whoa, first time I've noticed. Does anyone else see an alien near the top, center, looking to the right?" Somebody else says, "I see several figures, and the one in the center appears to be looking left to me," talking about Yahshua looking this way. Nicholas says, "Looking at the image in this post, the head I see is definitely looking to the right of the screen. It's at the very top of the central cloud and looks a bit like a skull with a large alien eyes or a pair of large wraparound sunglasses." So notice, they're starting to see what's in this image. Okay, this is the first time I've ever seen anybody mentioning anything about what's in there. And notice, a priest and a rabbi? They're getting close, okay? All right, so can I have the next slide? And by the way, they are being told that the house of Yahweh knows who they are, and they're going to be shown that we've been talking about this for 5 years now, okay? All right, so Horsehead Nebula, notice 828. It's also known as, from Wikipedia, it's also known as Barnard 33. Can I have my next slide? When you put in Barnard 33, the Horsehead Nebula, and Orion, notice whose two lot numbers are there in the middle. 2874, and notice to the right, 2013, the very year that this picture was taken. Okay, you see that? Okay, next slide. Because the branch, let's talk about this branch. In Matithya 24:14, it says, "And this message of the kingdom will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations. And then the end will come." And we see the witness Israel, the branch. Let's prove it. Can I have my next slide? Taking that in gematria, the first number, "This message of the kingdom will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations," is number 1005, and it means Beit, which is what, house of Yahweh? Yeah, that's right, house, the house of Yahweh. Notice, house of, they say God, but we know that means Yahweh, the house of Yahweh, and it's used in Isaiah 4:24 as proof, the house of Yahweh, which is at Jerusalem, which is now here, okay, has been moved. Can I have my next slide? The next number, 6030. Notice, testify, witness, to bear witness. It's talking about the witness, okay? The witness. Well, we're going to show who it is, and we're also going to show his name. Can I have my next number? The next slide? The third number, getting ahead of myself. Oh, 6780. And notice, branch. Branch. But it's a big B branch. You know why? Because it's the very word used in Zechariah 6:12. "Behold, the man whose name is the branch." And the reason he's called a branch, notice one of the definitions means to spring, or that which grew or sprung from something else. Okay, and we're going to show you why it's called the branch. Okay? And can I have my next slide? Remember, the Matithya 24:14 preacher, 3479, is Yisrael. Yisrael. Not only does it show the branch, it shows his name. Okay? And now there he is, showing his tag number there, our tag number, 1074. Now we need a little more proof, don't we? Can I have my next slide? You can type, this is the latest translation found in the New Prophetic Word. It says, "And this joyous message of the kingdom of Yahweh shall be preached in all the world from the house of Yahweh at Abel by the witness Israel, for Yahweh will be with him. He will preach this message to all nations." Notice, the only number that's four digits is 1961. And notice, 1961 means it's from 1933 and 1934. Oh, really? Yeah, really. I mean, come on. Well, if that ain't enough, let's look at this one. Can I have my next slide? Matithya 16:18. "Upon this stone I will build this house." Remember, this rock means stone. "Upon this stone I will build this house, and the gates of Sheol will not prevail against it. and I will give the knowledge of the kingdom of Yahweh to you, and whatever you declare to be unlawful on earth will be that which has been declared to be unlawful in heaven, and whatever you declare to be lawful on earth will be that which has been declared to be lawful in heaven. Notice the number, 34, 33? I mean, really? That the 2 years that we just heard about, that the great Deacon Shlomo told us about, where this generation began in 34 and 33? I don't know. Maybe that's not enough. Let's find some more here. Now let's go to my title. Next slide. The title of this was 1,934 Years After Yahshua, or AY. That's when this last generation began, and we're going to prove it. Okay. Notice the first number, 613. 613, besides being the laws of Yahweh, obviously, means to tie, to bind, to band, bond, to bind with cords. And it's from 631, and it means, it's that same word used in Genesis 49:11, which means binding his colt to the vine. Okay, you remember that? Can I have my next slide? 613 in the Greek means to hide. It means concealing or keeping secret, to keep secret. A secret place in Abilene, 1074. Secret place in Clyde, 1074. Conceals, keeps secret, 1074. The secret place, the great secret, 1074, right? I mean, that's just a few. All right, let's go to the next number. Let's see if this is just a coincidence, right? 1,934 years after Yahshua, the second number is 3678. Throne, seat, stool, royal dignity, authority, power. Now notice, it's the very word used in Zechariah 6:13. He will sit and rule upon his throne. And notice, Zechariah 6:13 is pointing at 6:13, that left number there. Because it's pointing us to Zechariah 6:13 and the branch. Man, I'm telling you, you know. All right, maybe that's not enough proof for you. How about the next slide? That 3678 is from 3680. It means a throne as canopied, like covered throne. And if you'll notice the side note on Zechariah 6:13, throne, the side note says, covering with light. Covering with light. Well, what is light? The laws are light. The 613 laws. Cover with light means is 1074 in Gematria. Showing who's covered with light. We'll show you that here in a minute, too, in the picture. Can I have my next slide? Again. It means a throne, properly covered, a throne is canopied. And notice, Zechariah 6:13 says, yes, he will build the house of Yahweh, he will bear glory, and he will sit and rule on his throne. You know, that word rule means to teach, to lead, to guide, to inspire. Okay, notice, will sit and rule. Whose number is there? Whose number is there? Yeah, your number, our number. 1074, right? If we're part of this work, that's all of our tag number. Can I have my next slide? Now, that was the Hebrew. Let's look at the Greek 3678. Oh? A donkey colt? Really? A donkey colt? Oh, who could that be? Well, remember Matithiah 26 or 21:5. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast, a burden. Notice, on a donkey. He was riding a donkey and a donkey colt. Next slide. Remember Zechariah 9:9? That's where that was quoted from in Matithiah 21:5. It shows the king coming lowly. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That's, remember Luke 19:33-34? They were told to go and untie the colt because the teacher had need of him. Who's the colt? That's right. We're the cult. Who's the teacher that needed us to do this work? Yahshua. Yahshua. He had need of us. Okay? The branch is different. Okay? The branch is pastor. We're the cult tied to the branch. Remember? The teacher is Yahshua Messiah that had need of us. A cult of the donkey, 1074. Zechariah 9:9, 1074. Wow, what a coincidence. Can I have my next slide? That word 3678 is from 3688, and it means a donkey. Well, remember, in Matithya 21:2, remember, he was riding too. Let's prove it. They said to him, go in the village, Yahshua said, go in the village opposite, and at once you'll find a donkey, comma, and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. Remember, the donkey was the apostles and their work, and the colt is us. Okay, and we're using their work. Okay, Yahshua's riding both, the donkey and the colt. Okay, can I have my next slide? The last number is 3532 and 1,934 years after Yahshua. Oh, it means lamb? Lamb. Oh, really? The very word used in Exodus 12:5, where it says, you shall be, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats. Well, remember, Yahshua is our Passover lamb, is he not? Remember, Yochanan 1:29, the next day, Yochanan saw Yahshua coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh who takes away the sin of the world. So now we saw the lamb, we saw the colt, we saw the throne, we saw the branch. I mean, come on, right? Well, let's add all these numbers up. Can I have my next slide? Let's add those numbers up in that gematria and you get 7823. And notice what it means. 7823 means to sprout, an aftergrowth. That which springs of the same. Remember the word branch meant to spring from? So who do you think the branch sprang from? That work, right? Yahshua's work? Remember what the branch meant in Zechariah 6:12. It means to sprout. It means offspring or progeny. It's amazing. Can I have my next slide? If you remember Isaiah 11:1, there will come forth a rod out of the stem of Yishai, and a branch will grow out of his roots. Well, in Revelation 5:5, Yahshua said, I am the root of David. And in Revelation 21:16, he said, I am the root and the offspring of David. And remember, the branch springs from the root, Yahshua. Okay? Notice, branch shoots up, 1074. Child or offspring, 1074. Yahshua shoot, 1074. Next slide. Now, let's take Zechariah 6:11 through 13, and we put it in gematria, and the only change I made was I put Yahweh instead of Yahzadok, as they had it in the King James. And notice, the only word number you can use is 4146, and it means foundation, founded, council. Remember, council of peace will be between them both. Established, it means to lay a foundation, to fix or seat themselves close together. Oh, really? Who? Yahshua and the branch. Can I have my next slide? Remember, we are built on the foundation in Ephesians 2:20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yahshua Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone. The foundation, 613 in gematria, the laws of Yahweh, 1074, the cornerstone, 1074. Can I have my next slide? Because I want you to notice something else in this picture. Pastor's wearing a white robe. He's wearing a white robe. Now that white robe, 828, he has a perfect character, 1074. Now those that joined with him and washed their robes, 1074, have white garment, 1074. Remember that humility we all need to have. And my last slide, you see the Son of Yahweh and the High Priest, 1934. You see them together? You see them? Now, I got to get one thing in for Pastor real quick. Is that not amazing, House of Yahweh? I'm telling you, Yahweh is so amazing. It's just incredible. All right, so here's what we're going to need to do. We need to start prepping. Don't worry about what this means. Pastor will explain it, okay? Start prepping, 1074. See this other number, 692? Turn to page 692 very quickly. Page 692. I just want to point out one scripture. Yael chapter 2, verse 1 says, "Blow the shofar in Zion. Sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh that the great deacon just told us about is near at hand." Let's start prepping. Notice, is blasting shofar, 1074, right along 603. Remember FM 603 right out here, right? When you add up all these numbers in start prepping, you get 1945, when that nuclear bomb blast went off the first time, when they did the test and they dropped it on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Can you zoom in on this word? 1945 in Hebrew, it's talking to you, House of Yahweh. Hoy, get ready. Get ready. Start prepping. Hoy in Spanish means today, not tomorrow. Start prepping today. And remember, English and Spanish, 1074. We need to stop living as Gentiles, as non-believers, because this is the tag that we tag ourselves with if we don't get it together, right? Who wants to be a 1074? I know you do, and I know everybody watching does. May Yahweh bless you. And if you'd all please stand. It's my great honor and privilege to present to you the great Kahan Yehuda Hawkins.
Shalom.
Paperwork here. Everyone, when I got this prepared, I didn't get the page number, so you'll have to get the chapter and verse. Please be seated. I'm trying to get everything in order here. Move that there so I don't tear it up. Turn to Matthew 20, verse 19. If you know the page number, tell everybody for me, will you? Matthew chapter 20, verse 19. Now, in light of what has been talked about already today, you'll see the relevance of this scripture. And it also is going to tell you something that's liable to come to pass. And if you can see how the government of this nation and the president have been doing, it's very likely this is going to be a problem that we're going to have to be prepared for. Matthew chapter 20, verse 19. It says, now this is talking about Yahshua. They will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock, to scourge, and to impale. But the third day he will be raised up. The word Gentiles that is written in Matthew 20, verse 19 is translated from the Hebrew word omim. Plural, it's plural. This word is listed on page 475 of the Compendious and Complete Hebrew Lexicon to the Old Testament by Benjamin Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, not Davidson, this is another man, but he was a Hebrew and a scholar, which shows this word means a troop of soldiers. Now, what is a group of soldiers called? Anybody? An army. I heard that one. You got it. An army. So this is what this scripture is saying. Now, if you remember what army was running the show at the time Yahshua wrote, or I should say, told the apostles to write this. All right. They will hand him over. This is what the scripture is saying. They will hand him over to the Roman army to mock, to scourge, and to hang on a stake. But the third day he will be raised up. That's not a problem. The third day he will be raised up. We know about the resurrection and how long it took, where he rose from the grave and when, and all those things. But when an army is running the show, what is it called?
Martial law.
This is a warning. It could not only occur to Yahshua, it could occur to us. The point I'm making is, the word is army, Gentiles. It doesn't mean Gentiles here, it means an army. An army. And if you'll notice, right now, there is a push to have troops on the border to deal with that so-called problem with immigrants. But when an army is running the show, it is called martial law. So you be prepared for the possibility. It doesn't hurt to be prepared. I don't mean go get a gun. I mean getting right with Yahweh. You should be doing that anyway. Because this is the promise he gives you. Now, keep that scripture in mind. Write it down. Because Pastor wants to discuss this further. And he knows what he's talking about. You should know that by now. If you don't, pray to Yahweh to help you to understand. That doesn't hurt anything either. Pray three times a day, or as one prophet and apostle said, ceaselessly. In other words, any moment you got, talk to Yahweh. But here's what's going to occur if there should be martial law. Yahweh will tell us how it's going to be. I'm not worried about it, and you shouldn't either. If there is martial law or whatever oppression Satan tries to bring, this promise is given to you. Revelation 11, verse 13. Revelation 11, verse 13. There are more things about Yahweh and his way in these scriptures than just one part of a scripture. But there's a promise in this scripture that you need to know. It says that even if there is things like martial law and people get hurt, people are betrayed and handed over to be put to death, it doesn't matter. The resurrection will take care of it. The book will show them they were right with Yahweh. But it says, for this last day's house of Yahweh, this will be. And the same hour there was a great earthquake. Revelation 11, verse 13. Revelation 11, verse 13. If you have the page number and someone needs it, please tell them. 978. I'm not trying to get out of doing the number. I'm trying to get the job done. And the same hour there was a great earthquake. And the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men, 7,000. And those remaining were frightened and gave glory to the Father of heaven. Oh, yes, you're scared to death, but you're running. You want to hide, and you're shaking, but you're still praising Yahweh. Well, there's more to it than that. There's got to be. And that's exactly what it is. The word frightened that is written in Revelation 11, 13 is translated from the Hebrew phrase, Yarat Yahweh. Even the Greek dictionaries point this out. That the Hebrew is Yarat Yahweh. The Analytical Hebrew and Chaldic Lexicon by Benjamin Davison, page 344, shows this phrase, which they translate into Greek, ethnos, and other Greek words like it. But then anything about fear or Gentiles, whatever. But the Hebrew is Yarat Yahweh. And the word is listed on page 344. I can read my own writing. 344. Is that 344? It should be. Page 344. The Analytical Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon by Benjamin Davidson. It says this phrase means to reverence Yahweh. And the same hour there was a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. But those who remained reverenced Yahweh and gave glory to the Father of heaven. There will be a remnant that's going to make it. And no matter what they do, Psalm 91 says it won't come near you, because Yahweh is your light and your salvation. What should you fear? That's in the Psalms. There may be martial law. There may be people betrayed and sent to the firing squad. Maybe they even hang your skull on a rod or on a stake. Whatever it is, though, it won't come near you if you are one of that remnant that reverences Yahweh, as this scripture says. Psalm 91 goes with this, and Matthew 20:19, it points out that it is not Gentiles, but there is going to be an army. May Yahweh bless your understanding, because it will not come near you. And please stand. And I now turn the services over to the great Kohen Ilya Hawkins. If I can get these pages up. Takes me a minute here.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today in the news, we want to play something for all of you, for those of you here, for viewers that may not have ever seen this. Sometimes in our lives, there's things that we see that are kind of part of history. Like, most teenagers today wouldn't know what it's like to have a phone that ties to the wall and you can't walk away from it. They think internet has always been there. You could go on it. And really, it's not always been that way. And for those of us that didn't or were not alive at the first dropping of a nuclear bomb, we perceive that differently than those who actually seen that take place. Today, we want to go back and show you what Pastor wrote about back in the 70s with this covenant that would be confirmed for 1 week, as Daniel says in Daniel 9:27, the 7-year covenant, this peace treaty, and how historic it was at the time. But today in society, with as fast paced as it is, what makes history today is quickly forgotten tomorrow. But in the house of Yahweh, we know how important this prophecy was. And even proven the words of the seventh Malach, the one that Yahweh has anointed, you can see exactly what he said would take place did take place. So we're going to show you the signing of this once again, and the history that was with it, the importance that was with it, and some of the words that were said. And keep in mind that these were things that Yahweh said would take place. The seventh Malach has shown they would take place, and they did take place exactly how they were spoken of. So at this time, if we could please go ahead and play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohen Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
There's Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. You may be seated. that King James Bible, if I can talk without crying, of course, that was the beginning of my career. that Yahweh trained me for. I told Shaul what first meeting we had in Israel. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We had about 30 journalists plus some politicians, of course, in the first meeting over there. And when we got back in the car, I said, I can see that Yahweh trained me for this job. and the questions they asked, was easily answered, you know. But most of the time I just used the words of Yahshua in answering those questions. The prepping, I wanted to get that in the last thing, but I didn't have time. But they're telling you to start prepping because the utilities, they know, are very vulnerable now. And they're about to, the terrorists could hit them at any time. The cities will be without electric. They say water. The grocery stores will shut down. They'll be without sewage. Everything like this will shut down. And that's what they're telling you right now, telling the world right now. They're saying you better get to prepping. What they should have been telling, I want you to turn to 2 Kefa 3, 2 Kefa 3, 10 through 13. 2 Kefa 3, 10 through 13. I guess I'll turn there too and read that. I was going to quote it, but I don't want to. I want to say every word of it. Kefa says, but the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, that is on the world. It won't become as a thief in the night for you, because you're well aware of what is going to take place, because you know the prophecy, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works thereof will be burned up. And Malachi shows this in Malachi, if you got a King James Version, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. It shows this same thing, but it also shows in verse 2 that the people of Yahweh, they call us a cult, by the way. They call me worse things than they did the Savior. You know, we gave them a few thousand years to come up with some choice words for the last house of Yahweh, that Yahweh says, in the last days, I will establish my house. Yahshua said, that's last generation. I will establish my house. 1934, I was born. That's the same year the bombs were started that will darken the sun in Matthew 24, remember? Well, all of these things are going to be burned up. But verse 2 of Malachi 4 says, the people of Yahweh will go out leaping like calves from the stall, joyous. I know most of you have never seen that. I was raised with that. Someone said I needed to look more pious, and I said, what does that mean to you? They said, well, you know, these Catholic priests, you know, they carry that staff. And I said, oh, I've seen that. I read something about it. But it makes them look really, really, you know, pious, I guess, to some. And they kiss the handle of it. You know, it's got a handle. It comes out like a sword. And they kiss it. And I said, you know, I was reading, or maybe I heard it. You probably won't believe this, but when they kiss that, they, you know, notice they stay on it for a while. Well, someone said, I'm going to say it now anyway, that is it's hollow inside. And they said, well, what's in it? And I said, holy water. He said, and what proof? You know, proof, 100 proof. You know? Wow. You know? Anyway, I said, I think I'd rather be like Yahshua walking through the cornfields with his disciples. Or maybe Eliyahu running in front of the young boys, outrunning them. They're getting faster. Since all these things will then be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy, that should be righteous or sacred conduct and righteousness? You must look for and earnestly long for the day of Yahweh, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, the Holy Scriptures, which he said he gathered. You know, this King James Version makes me think of that scripture. Isaiah 34:16 says, I gathered these, not one of these will fail. And so far, you're reading and hearing, you know, about the last 3.5 years of the prophecies. We're down to that time period and the great destruction. Nevertheless, we, according to the promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, which in which righteousness dwells. Righteousness is the keeping of Yahweh's laws, 1 John 3:4, 7, and 8. That's how you should be prepping. The worst part of this whole mess is yet to come, and it's going to come with the 3.5 years. Satan is at war. You know, the war hasn't ended. The war started in Genesis with Satan, and that's what I've got to get over to you in the next few months. But it started in Genesis, and with deception, and the trial started. It's laid out before heaven and earth. Satan is the prosecuting attorney against the house of Yahweh. Her and her armies, the great David, Kohan David Yehuda brought out, her and her armies, her strong army. I was told the Catholic Church stopped calling themselves Roman. Now, since I brought it out that I guess that Roman means strong soldier, well, that opens up a lot of scriptures in your Bibles and in the book of Yahweh. And of course, this is what they used, and that's what Satan has used, making the 12 tribes turn to kings instead of Yahweh's leadership. They wanted a king. What for? He said to fight for us. Fight. And of course, they fought battles and continual war because they chose the way of Cain. Well, in Matitia, the Savior shows you why that Satan is creating these wars and what she hopes to gain. She didn't just start these wars for nothing. She's built up to the point, I don't know if she knew, that mankind would eventually build nuclear bombs that could burn the earth in 1 hour, but we have them right now, as Revelations 18 shows. Revelations 18. But let's turn over to Matitia 5 and 17, and I know all of you know this, but I want people that are listening on Facebook, and by the way, welcome out there, everyone in the world, to this program, we're like Yeshua was. Yeshua was arrested. He was persecuted. He was called every name under the sun. We've got some new ones, I know, that they're calling us, because we're bringing forth the laws of Yahweh and showing the world how evil it is for fighting and war. 4,199 religions, and they're all looking forward to peace, by force. And force has never brought anything except more wars. The only thing that's going to bring peace is unity, and it's got to be unity with righteous laws. And everyone has got to fall in line with those laws and start practicing righteousness. If you don't, you'll never be in Yahweh's kingdom. And the Yahweh's kingdom is the only thing that's going to stand. This thing is going to disappear in this generation. It's not further down the road. It's in this generation that started in 1934. We're fixing to go into the last 3.5 years that will be cut short. Well, here in Matthew 5 and verse 17, the Savior. Now, Christianity tells you the laws are done away with, the Savior did away with. Christianity is like Satan herself. John 8:44, King James Version. Yochanan 8:44, she's a liar, the truth is not in her. She still thinks Santa came down the chimney and fixing to come down the chimney this month, and Easter, the rabbit lays eggs, she still believes in that. Halloween, where they all worship the dead gods. She's still preaching the same old lies that she started from the beginning. And of course, the world fell for it. Well, Yahshua said himself, "Do not even think that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've not come to destroy them, but to establish them." And the King James Version says, "Fulfill them. For truly I say to you, unless heaven and earth pass away." Well, heaven and earth is still here. Unless Satan can, through her deception, cause heaven and earth to destroy itself. And that's what she's trying to do. Now, this war that's going on right now is to build up to that. Satan hopes that she can, by force, destroy Yahweh's works and take over the work of Yahweh. Unless heaven and earth pass away. 18. One yod, or the smallest part of the letter, will in no wise pass from the law until all of these things are perfected. Perfection is unity with these laws. That's the unity your Savior talked about throughout the time period that he lived. Whosoever therefore will break one of these least of these laws and will teach men to do so, this is what's going on with all the religions. They're teaching against these laws. And they're teaching wars and force. Wake up. Look at what they're teaching. Look at what they're doing. But whosoever will do and teach them, you know, the prophet Daniel, in speaking of this time period, this very time period that we're in right now, he shows the resurrection. So does Yahshua. Yes, we're going to resurrect the dead. In this generation, we're going to be given that power. The house of Yahweh is going to be given that power to resurrect the dead. Yes, whosoever will do and teach them, the same will be called great in the kingdom of Yahweh. For I say unto you, lest your righteousness exceeds that of the Roman Catholic Church, that of the 4,199 religions, you will no wise get into this kingdom. Well, anyway, that's what we should be looking for. I want you to turn over to Daniel now, because all of this was brought this morning to make alive in your mind where you could always see this with your mind's eye and not be led into deception. Satan is great at deception. Revelation 12:9 says she deceiveth the whole world. The whole world. That's the reason Yahweh says, in the last days I will establish my house. My house will not be deceived. Why? Well, Yahweh shows we have a great high priest who taught and kept the laws of Yahweh, and he is our teacher, as was well brought out today, this morning. All the speakers brought this same thing out. From Shlomo, the start, clear on up. Every one of them. Well, here in Daniel now, chapter 9, we see this last 3.5 years. We see the 70 years start with 24, and it shows you the destruction of Jerusalem, which took place in 70 AY. That's after Yahshua, AY. The King James Version puts it to where you're not pronouncing the words of the gods. No, it's after Yahshua's death, AY. The kingdom was destroyed. That is, the house of Yahweh was destroyed. Not the complete house of Yahweh. That would have been all of Yahweh's people. But the temple, it was taken down, taken to Rome. It's called the Sistine Chapel now. It's been in Rome, and I'm going to show you here now where Satan takes their seat in that temple. Now, this all has to do with this 7-year peace plan. So pay close attention here. Look at chapter 9 and verse 27. You don't know this. I'll guarantee you, you don't know it. If you don't get every word that I say, you'll still be missing. Verse 27, and he will confirm a covenant with many. That's what you saw. You just saw this on film. A very historical event. A very prophetic event. I wrote about it in the 70s, 1976, in the Mark of the Beast. 17 years now before it came to pass. We published that book in 1985, I do believe. But I wrote it in 1976. And showed this prophecy. We knew that a 7-year peace plan was coming. At that time, we knew it. We were watching for it. Clifford Clark, I had him in our sound room at that time working, and he's the one that caught it. And I don't think the rest of the world even knew anything about this because they didn't know anything about the prophecy. But we knew it at the house of Yahweh. That's the reason I said, praise Yahweh. That's the reason I said this time period, it can't slip up on you. You know the prophecies. We know the prophecies. And because of that, we are ready. We're getting ourselves ready. We're prepping ourselves. Getting ready for that kingdom, the full unity. We're a little bit lacking, and I'm going to get it over in the next few months here before the feast. If not, I'll bring it out during the feast for sure. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. And Yukiska shows this is a year for a day. So you have 7 years, 7 days or 7 years. And in the midst, notice the midst right in the middle. Right in the middle, he tells you it's going to shut down. Right in the middle. Now, I want you to be sure, you need to write down these or something to lead you to it. Midst of the week, he will cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. I'll go back to that. Cause it to cease and cause the prevalence of the Lord. The prevalence of the Lord of heaven. The Lord. The Interpreter's Bible Dictionary, it says, the King James Version says the abomination of desolation. Interpreter's Bible Dictionary says this is translated properly, the Lord of the heavenly habitation. The Lord of the heavenly habitation has had a great office. A huge office. She was cast down, as you know. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but she was cast down. and she drew a third of that office with her here to earth. Daniel is telling about this casting down right here. They're stopping the peace plan and instituting, and this is when the Pope started saying, we need to turn to Mary. This is not the Mary, the Miriam, the mother of Yeshua, but it's their Queen Mary that he's talking about and his fascination with Satan. And one of the popes said that she was given 10 more years to bring about her will. Now, her will is, as I just read you, if you'll get this in your mind, total destruction of heaven and earth, or at least the heavens that involve the earth, which there's quite a few planets that involve the earth if you've studied astrology. Don't make a study of it now. You don't have time. Make a study of the books of Israel, the book of Yahweh, and so forth. That was so great, I thought, that book, 16th book of Israel, fell open last night, the night of all nights, fell open to a page showing a King James version of the Bible and a lamp, a kerosene lamp that we used to study by every night after the dishes were done and the floor swept. Mother would sit down at a small table and a lamp light. She would open that Bible, that King James Bible, and she said something like, all right now, children, come on. And then she'd look at Dad and she'd say, Ode. At that moment, he'd get up and move closer to the table. now this was the way I started learning the scriptures. I think I was about seven. I can remember being seven, but I can't remember younger than that, but I might have been younger. It might have been younger. At that time, too, was the same time that Dad would build brush arbors and invite preachers out, and then they'd be sure and guide us and show us what the preachers were saying and versus what Bible was saying. Well, you know, that's a great turning point right there, you know, the scriptures. If you let 4,199 preachers tell you the laws are done away with, and you don't read where Revelations 22:14, Yeshua, the Savior's words, no, his name wasn't Jesus Christ. That's two false gods that was put in the King James Version in 1611. 1611, yes. Don't let anyone change that date either. They're trying to. 1611. This was printed in 1934. 1934. That's when I was born. See, Yahweh gathered these and he had to have them ready just in time. I was born in 1934. Mother got this Bible, I don't know when, but she got it and started teaching it, reading it and teaching it. Well, you got this now, the prevalence of the Lord, even until the destruction that is determined by Yahweh. Now, Satan is saying, you know, she's going to bring peace by force. And that's what she's teaching all the nations. So, you hear the arguments, you see the argument. If you just pay attention to the scriptures, you'll see that what Yahweh shows you in the scriptures is what's going on in heaven right now with this court session I call heaven and earth to witness this against you or for you. The house of Yahweh, that's Deuteronomy 30. I call heaven and earth. Well, he's showing you right there that we're on trial. This is a trial. And that Satan is using deception, trying to prove that mankind is unfit. The only thing that will bring peace is supreme force. Force has never brought any peace now. Remember that. Look back here at 27 and notice the word sacrifice. The word sacrifice. I'm sorry I was going to blow that up, but I didn't, so I'll just have to read it to you. Sacrifice. Now, he causes the sacrifice to cease. Well, who made this sacrifice? Come on now, listen to me. Who made the sacrifice for this seven-year peace treaty? It was the land of Israel under the leadership of Rabin, partially. It was involved a whole bunch of people, as you saw. But the prime minister was working with all of these other people. And then they signed the seven-year peace agreement. Got that? The word sacrifice here stopped. When this was signed, the people of Israel were willing to sacrifice certain things, as you see if you've ever read the Oslo Accord. They were willing to sacrifice land and food and everything in order to bring peace to their land. Something stopped it in the midst. Well, who predicted that? Yahweh. Now, Yahweh showed right then to heaven. He showed it in 534 BY. He showed this. He showed what was going to take place with her plan of force here to bring peace. And he said, this is the way it's going to be. He wrote it down. He didn't force it. Yahweh didn't force this. He wrote this through the prophet Daniel and showed you from 24 on every step that would be taken during this 70 years of activity. Of activities. The last one being the last 3.5 years of the 70. Now, sure, you know, heaven and earth is looking at this. The heavens are looking at it. They're anxiously waiting to see what Yahweh develops out of his house. Sacrifice, get this. It means destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else. This is exactly what the seven-year peace plan was doing. And Netanyahu said, it's detrimental to Israel. You know, we need to take all of this ourselves. This is detrimental to Israel and shut it down. It means something given up. Something given up. That's what the word sacrifice means. Got that? It would help if you really remember this, write it down, study it, keep it in your mind, let it become a part of your mind. The next word you see there, the next word you see after sacrifice is oblation. Well, if you look over, you see the little N there by the word oblation in your book of Yahweh? If you look over to the reference, look over to the reference, and you'll see the word to apportion. Apportion. Now, unless you get all of this, you won't understand what they're doing there today. But that's exactly what they're going to do in that next 3.5 years. That's up very, very close to starting again. That word, let me show it to you. If I could get someone to put this under there where they could read it, and I'll have another copy here, but I think they can see it. Can you? The word apportion. I got it underneath the other word, but the word apportion. Can you see that on the screen? Look at what I got underlined. To divide and share out according to a plan. Wow. Wow. Did you get that? What plan? The 7-year peace plan. It means to divide and to share out according to a plan. According to the plan, the 7-year peace plan. Now, half of it's gone. We're in the mist. It's shut down, like it said. But we got 3.5 years to go. And that 3.5 years is what they're trying to get back into motion. The next word you see there, the word apportion. The word apportion. Now, the oblation, then to cease. Instead, he will cause the prevalence of the Lord of heaven, even until the destruction that is determined will be determined. Now, under the word apportioned, we see another word. I knew if I got started crying over that King James Version, this is going to take place. I'll get it. Bistro, look in your center reference, and look at the word tribute. Okay, you still got it up here on the screen now. If you'll flip back and look at the word tribute. Now, you should be up on this news of what they're doing right there. Right now, all over, and many different nations. Now, listen to it. A tribute, it's a payment by one ruler or nation to another in acknowledgement or submission, or as the price of protection. That's exactly what's going on right now. Look at the next one there. An exercise tax, rental, turf. did you see that? This is what President Trump is putting on the other nations. Is a turf because they're not doing or won't do what he tells them to do. It's imposed. This turf is imposed by a government or foreign lord. Could it be any plainer than that? Now, all of this, Yahweh says, is taking place and is being foretold by two witnesses. I want you to go back over to Revelations now. Revelations. If that wasn't plain enough, you need to let me know and I'll bring it again and I'll enlarge on that. But that's exactly the words that Daniel used, and that's exactly what's taking place today with the United States and with the other nations. And of course, it's building hatred. Iran is threatening to close a strait that will stop any oil flow through that area. China is trying to take over a sea and govern the sea that the United States says is not theirs. It's ours as well as yours. Russia this week just landed 2 big bombers in Venezuela, right in our back door. Well, what's coming next? Satan is making plans to destroy heaven and earth, as Yahshua said. And unless she can do this, if she can do this, that's the only thing that's going to stop Yahweh's plan of true unity of righteousness. That's Yahweh's plan for his house. I'm going to skip. I'm running out of time, so I want you to forego Revelations and look over to Daniel. Look over to Daniel. Now, remember, Daniel was prophesied to write this in Daniel 9. Every bit of it has come true except the 3.5 years, and we're fixing to go into the 3.5-year time period. But look at chapter 7. We'll read this again later, but it fits right now, so I want to read it right now before I run out of time. Look at verse 26. Daniel 7 and verse 26. Yahweh's house. But the judgment will set, and they will take away his government to consume and to destroy it completely. Then the kingdoms and the governments and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven will be given to the people of the saints of Yahweh. Now, the saints of Yahweh, the house of Yahweh, is the one we're not forced. Yahweh never forces his way on anyone. But he gives you perfect righteousness, as Yeshua said. You want perfection in righteousness? Yahweh is the perfect example. Look on top of this building and you'll see a sign that says the same thing. Now, look back at he here. He shows you these four beasts, these four beasts. And then he says in verse 21, and behold, and the same horn, that's not where I wanted to start. Then verse 19, then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, different from all others, exceedingly dreadful. That's what they have become now. Exceedingly dreadful, and when someone crosses their path, they have their necks on the hand, their hands on the necks of all of their enemies, and they can tack the turf on anyone out there who goes against them. And the U.S., the two-horned beast, Catholic Christian, the two-horned beast. It's the one that's saying, let us be like the first beast. That's in Revelation 13. So here you have in Daniel showing you this fourth beast, Revelation 13 showing you the rest of it, but which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were as of iron and so forth, really strong. Russia is second in producing arms sales. The United States, I don't have the figures with me right here, but the United States tops Russia by a long shot, a really long shot. I'll get it for you. Well, verse 20 now. And of the 10 horns that are on the head and of the other horn that comes up, before whom three fell, they were transplanted. Transplanted, that's what this word means. Transplanted beyond Babylon, access to Rome. I beheld in the same horn, that's the spokesman for the fourth beast, made war with the saints and prevailed against them. And notice, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints. That's now, brethren. All judgment is given to Yeshua, who is high priest over the house of Yahweh, the saints. That's Hebrews 10:21. And he's teaching what the religions are saying is done away with, verse 16, the laws of Yahweh. Hebrews 10:16. Write those down, 10:21, 10:16. The horn made war makes war with the lamb. Now, this is Satan making war, but she's using the armies of the earth. Like she used Cain to kill Abel, she's making war against. But Yeshua said, Matthew 18:16, the gates of hell will not prevail against this house. Yahweh allowed it. He allowed the book of Yahweh, the scriptures. He says he gathered them. He allowed them to be locked up for 1,500 years. He brought them back 1934 in a King James Version to start his house.
That's the mother that's fully described now in Revelation 12. And I beheld, verse 21, this is Daniel 7, 21, and I beheld in the same horn made war with the saints, prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days, and the judgment was set to was given to the saints of Yahweh. That comes through Yahshua. He said, all judgment in heaven and earth is given unto me. Yochanan 6, I do believe. And the time came that the saints possessed the earth. The time? What time now? Get this, please. What time? This generation. Remember? Generation. It's not like 12 noon, but it's a generation. It's all going to come to pass in this generation. The generation of the two witnesses, the generation of the nuclear bombs that can darken the sun and actually burn the sun and burn the earth in 1 hour. The time came that the saints should possess the kingdom. That's the time, the generation that the saints of Yahweh, will possess the kingdom. This is what he said. The fourth beast will be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth. Not part of the earth. It will devour the whole earth. At this time, it's set up to devour the whole earth. Right now, it's been 6,000 years in the making, but it's here. This war is going on and will proceed to total destruction, as Daniel said, in this generation, Daniel 9:27. Destruction that Yahweh said is determined, and you can look at the prophecies now that are fulfilled and know for sure you can trust these prophecies. It's going to come to pass. And will devour the whole earth and will tread it down, break it to pieces, and the 10 horns out of the kingdoms of our 10 kings, you saw those arise, and another will arise after them, and he will be different from the first, and will subdue 3 kings, and he will speak great words against Yahweh. See, the court in heaven, Satan is speaking great words against Yahweh in heaven. She's speaking great words through her followers here on earth, great words against Yahweh. Mention the name of Yahweh to any of the 4,199 religions, and you'll get a snare on their face, unless Yahweh is calling that person. And will wear out, mentally attack. This is the war that's went on now for all these years. The saints of Yahweh, and will think to change Yahweh's feast days, and they will be given into his hand. These Sabbaths will be given unto his hand, and he changed them. They admit they changed them, and they instituted for the fourth commandment, which is remember the Sabbath day, the appointment with Yahweh. Forget that, they say, and us celebrate Sunday. Sunday, in honor of the sun god Baal. Now you got to get this next one. They will be given unto his hand until, notice here, the time and times and divided time. That's the last 3.5 years that Daniel brought out in Daniel 9 and verse 27. Daniel 9:27. That's your last 3.5 years. It's given unto his to their hands to go all this time. And then it's going to be given to the saints of the Most High. But the judgment will set, and they will take away his government. This is truly what's going to take place. Satan wants you to believe that she can turn this thing to wars and save the earth and live happily ever after. It doesn't work that way. Her force that she created was Nimrod in Genesis 10, that force that she created. That's been used ever since. We're going to possess the kingdom, brother. And it's not far off. It's really close right now. The nations are all prepared to get this last 3.5 years. That's your time, and your divided time. The divided time is the one that Yahshua said would be cut short in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. He says, we're facing great tribulation. Yes, you do need to prep. you need to prep like 2 Kefa 3, 10 through 13 shows you. You really need to get your mind on Yahweh and put in all the study you can. These things occur. You know, the book falling open at a certain page. And just at a time when Yahweh had a sermon, a lesson ready for everyone in the house of Yahweh. And all of those who are listening out there. Yes, it's here. It's not down the road, you know, 100 years or somebody else's generation. This 3.5 years is going to be put back into operation. It's going to get so bad that Yahweh will have to cut it short. If it wasn't cut short, there would be no flesh saved alive. Now, if Satan could do that, that's the only way she's going to stop. That's the only way she could stop Yahweh's plan from taking place. But she can't stop it. Yeshua said, he's given the judgment. She can't stop it. The gates of hell won't prevail. You, brethren, the house of Yahweh, are going to prevail. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you!